You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series.
When you're talking to your employees and you're motivating them to go out and speak to their insureds, how do you talk to them about what training is involved with a safety program at the individual locations? And, you know, how does that affect? Is training the way to fix things?
I don't think that training is the all fix all in most situations. I think that it becomes more of a cultural piece to it, more so than the training piece. Don't get me wrong. I feel that training is imperative. I think it needs to be implemented in every action and every process and every line of work from the beginning the employee starts working all the way through annual retraining and training and retraining moving forward. I think that they're imperative. But what is more important is that cultural piece, because I think that you can train someone over and over on how to run a machine. And if they get the feeling of this ability, they feel that they can take a shortcut because it'll work faster, or they'll be able to get more done, or they're going off to Vegas in 2 hours and they still have a goal that they haven't met. There's a piece that training no longer mitigates. It's no longer a part of that process where the culture takes that over.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think when I talk to my employees, it's like that too. I mean, we always use that, you know, the old safety model. First, you engineer out the problem. And if you can't engineer it out, then you find an administrative way, you know, maybe you rotate people through jobs. And then really, you know, training and personal protective equipment is kind of the last of the things that you have to do if you can't get rid of the problem or safety challenge. Maybe that's a better way of saying that. It's all about really training them that it's not a separate thing. It's part of everything they do.
I was in PA at a conference, and one of the speakers said something to me that just kind of hangs in there. And he said, "No employee goes to work thinking today I'm going to get into trouble or I'm going to get hurt."
Yeah, that's a good point.
And when the above is truly believed, that's when shortcuts are taken. Right. So when an employee believes that I can take a shortcut and I'm never going to get into trouble for it, or I can take a shortcut and there's just no way that machine's going to catch me, then that's when those shortcuts come into play.
That's a great point. Yeah, because you're right. Nobody thinks they're going to get in a car accident on the way to work, but people
Absolutely.
Do every day.
Absolutely.
You know? So how do you think you motivate people? I mean, what do you suggest we do to motivate people from a safety standpoint?
I think motivation comes in twofold. I think positive reinforcement or positive corrective action when you're seeing the employee doing something wrong. But I think positive reinforcement when you're catching someone doing something right. We find in many cultures in workplaces that an employee is constantly being reprimanded for doing something wrong. And it just drags down a culture. Mm. And pretty soon it just makes an employee feel that no matter what I'm going to do, it's just never going to be right.
Right.
When you take that ability and you actually can move that into a positive culture, there was a program that was created a long time ago. It was called the 3-in-3. And it was a goal and objective that was given to one of my accounts that each manager had to come up with 3 positive reinforcement corrective actions and 3 positive enforcements of doing something right every single day. And after every 2 weeks, we would get together and the managers would share what they saw and what corrective actions they made and what positive reinforcements they made. And within about 6 to 7 months, you could absolutely feel the change of the culture within that company.
You know, it's amazing because you and I both have been into literally thousands of facilities, and you can sense it. The second you walk in the door, you can sense the culture of the organization. You know, and when a manager, I think, or an owner, you know, because oftentimes we deal with owners, you know, when you walk in and they're like, "Well, my guys are doing this wrong," or, you know, they're just trying to cheat me, or every accident that happens is a fraud. You just sense that the whole place is just has this negative vibe.
Yeah, 100%. When you go out and do a walkthrough, and I think one of the most exciting things about a walkthrough that you don't see when you're looking at the data or a description of operations on an account is that when you walk into a facility with your contact and you have eye contact with the employees, and if they all scamper and look straight down the floor, you get an immediate impression of the
True.
Culture that was developed in there. But if you're walking through and people are smiling and they're nodding and they're saying hello to you and they're acknowledging your contact when you're walking through, you get a sense and understanding that this is a positive work environment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. You know, it's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. And it's just the safety programs generally in those places are much better because people are happy to be there.
Absolutely.
Happy people have far less accidents.
Absolutely. And that culture, knowing that I'm doing something right and that I'm working in a positive culture, takes away that uncontrollable urge to take a shortcut
right.
or that need to take a shortcut. Because you're 100% correct. I think that when it comes to safety, I think that production and safety are parallel. Mm-hmm. One's not stronger than the other. It can't be.
You're right. You know, and the other thing is, you know, we've recently done a webinar, and if people want to look at it, we have the webinar posted online on icwgroup.com in this area where you currently are. You can go and look. We have a whole webinar about return to work. You know, the facilities that have, you know, people who want to come back to work, that like what they're doing, their return to work programs are much better than the places where, you know, they feel like they're being observed and watched and beaten, shall we say, beaten down, you know, by coming back to work, that the company's gone out of its way to try to help them, or they're forced into having to do that, or they just don't create it, a return to work program. It's getting people back in a positive manner. They heal faster, they get better quicker, and as you know, it's just a more constructive approach to dealing with injuries when they do occur.
So a positive culture is impacted by the ability to bring people back to work as well.
Right. You know, we like to call it just risk management 101.
Absolutely. Bringing somebody back in a positive manner and accommodating whatever you possibly can to keep them active, keep them involved, shows that you care about them. You're looking out for their well-being, and you're showing that they're very important to your operation.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100%.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.